This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Last week, Aspen City Council approved a $100,000 year-long contract between the city-owned, publicly-funded Wheeler Opera House and Professional Facilities Management. The Rhode Island-based management booking company beat out Belly Up Aspen, a local music venue, for booking the 2018 year. Arts and culture reporter Claire Woodcock is here to discuss. Hi, Claire.
Hey, Kristen.
So Belly Up Aspen has been partnering with the Wheeler for years on shows. What's your understanding of the relationship between the Belly Up and the Wheeler Opera House?
Well, from my understanding, they have a really collaborative working relationship that's been strengthened since Jenna Beeler became the Wheeler's executive director. And I think what isn't always seen is that Jenna and the Belly Up's co-owner, Michael Goldberg, are in constant conversation about booking shows. That's so if the Belly Up wants an act but can only get them on a certain day, and there's another act already booked for that day at that venue, they can go over to the Wheeler and say, hey, what does your calendar look like on X date? I have this artist we can't book here. Can we co-present with you? Like, for instance, the infamous String Dusters are coming to the Wheeler for New Year's Eve. That show's being co-presented by both venues.
So if they have this close relationship, what was the Wheeler's reason for going with an outside booking agency? What was the response from the Belly Up?
So the Wheeler is city-owned and funded in part by a real estate transfer tax, which supports the venue's programs and maintenance. And according to Jenna, she was spending too much time on booking herself and was looking to bring in more diverse family programming. So this group has the advantage that they're booking for 13 venues, including Aspen now. But on the flip side, the Belly Up, a commercial venue, is known for bringing music and some comedy, but they're pretty selective about that. And Michael Goldberg is... from what he's told me, he's fine with it.
If this were just about music, then you'd hear me screaming and yelling. But it's not just about music, and I've come, you know, I understand that, and I don't think my relationship with the Wheeler changes.
And Jenna does see this as the right move. A request for proposals went out in October, and only two entities applied for this booking position. The Belly Up was the only local applicant, and then there was Professional Facilities Management. She did say she would have preferred that those tax dollars stay local.
But we're also trying to make sure that we're spending those dollars as responsibly as possible.
The council has also acknowledged and agreed that the Wheeler and the Belly Up have this great working relationship and are actually agreeing to formalize it in a resolution tonight.
So will this be reevaluated, or how will they know if this is helping bookings or not?
Well, the success can be measured on what the Wheeler decides to bring for the 2018-19 season. In other words, are we seeing more music in Aspen? Are we seeing more family-friendly shows, more dance and theatrical productions? We'll just have to wait and see.
All right. Thank you, Claire.
You're welcome.
That was arts and culture reporter Claire Woodcock. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.